Protest marches have become a common sight in Spain, but this was one of the most colourful. Prostitutes demonstrated in Barcelona Friday against the city's plans to outlaw street prostitution. They say because of the economic crisis, they can't get any other job.
There are no real alternatives to earn a living. Jobs need to offer enough money to support a family.
Spain's unemployment has hit a record high of 5.6 million, or nearly a quarter of the potential workforce. The rating agency Standard & Poor's downgraded Spanish sovereign debt Thursday, and the country has fallen back in recession. Tobias Blattner is chief European economist at Daiwa Capital Markets.
At the same time, we have this very austere budget, actually the most austere budget since the 1970s in Spain. And that obviously leads to a lot of concerns in the markets about the growth prospects of Spain.
Austerity versus growth. The debate now at the heart of Europe's crisis is whether countries can cut their way back to economic health. Like Spain, Italy has seen its borrowing costs rise in recent days. Its Prime Minister, Mario Monti, shepherded through a harsh austerity budget after the economic crisis hastened the fall of Silvio Berlusconi last November. At a European business summit Thursday, Mr. Monti said it was time to refocus on growth.
Structural reforms per se will never deliver growth, because if a country becomes more productive and competitive, but there is no demand for its product domestically or around it, growth will not materialize.
Analysts say debt-laden governments like Italy face a delicate balance, convincing the markets they are solvent while also trying to invest to grow their economies. Even Britain, with a top credit rating and access to cheap borrowing, has just slipped back into recession. Again, Tobias Blattner of Daiwa Capital Markets.
And just shows that, again, I think too much austerity, which obviously is also the preferred policy of the UK government, is maybe not the right approach in order to tackle the situation right now.
After a few months of respite, analysts say that Europe is once again in danger of plunging back into an economic storm. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.